bunch of things.
Anything else on Harbor Health? For now. Okay. Oopsie. Somebody's got to remind me to flip through. All right. Marine economy is the next one, and rather than read through the whole thing, basically the key findings wanted to just reflect the importance of the marine economy in the county. If you recall, we talked about this a little bit when we're trying to understand the marine economy. It's the level of data is more often than not at the county level than the local level, but it does include. Rockland is a major contributor to that, so I think we can assume that of that 17% of the county's economy that is the marine economy, Rockland makes up the majority of that. We define different aspects of the marine economy to include commercial fishing, marine construction, marine transportation, tourism, boat building and repair, via using NOAA's sort of framework of what the ocean economy includes. We recognize that there's a lot of overlap with the marine economy with other economic sectors. We talked about the working waterfront and water-dependent businesses. We talked about Rockland being one of the top 10 ports by value, and it fluctuates over the years in terms of what number it is. We talked about one of the interesting facts that came out of our public meeting was the challenge that water-dependent businesses are having related to housing. So I wanted to point that out because I think that's an important economic factor. The fact that fisheries and opportunities along the waterfront change over time. Physical and visual access to the harbor also provides economic and recreational benefits. And Rockland has a number of public facilities that support all these aspects of the overall economy. Good? All right. So the goal is to continue strength in Rockland's marine economy that supports a diversity of jobs, uses, and economic activity. Seem reasonable? Okay. Objective one, suitable waterfront infrastructure and facilities support both public and private economic activities or activity. Good?
Yep.
Okay. Rockland's marine economy remains diverse so that no one activity is dominant. Good. The working waterfront is important to Rockland's economy and marine heritage. Okay. Harbor infrastructure, both public and private, supports the region's commercial fishing, marine construction, tourism, boat building, and other needs. Private marinas and commercial dock space thrive and help to meet the overall needs of the harbor. Okay. Workforce housing options allow for workforce growth to support the marine economy. Okay. City policies investments help preserve the mixed-use nature of the waterfront and support flexibility to better meet the needs of the future. Good? Anything else? Okay. Under actions, the first one was review waterfront zoning to assure that water-dependent uses and appropriate non-marine related development of waterfront commercial areas is protected.
Ongoing.
Seem like a good action. Mm-hmm. The next one, continuously improve the city's regulatory process with predictability and clarity in mind. Seem good? Mm-hmm. Monitor commercial fishing trends to ensure the commercial fish pier continues to support the changing needs of the industry.
Okay. Ongoing.
In collaboration with other stakeholders, pursue and develop opportunities to connect local residents with the waterfront and Rockland's marine heritage. Good. I think just that's a reflection of some comments we had about making sure that residents actually benefit also from the waterfront, making that connection. Ron?
Maybe it'd be elsewhere, but monitoring the recreational fishing trends also will tell you a lot about the fishes that are not exploited commercially that are important economically.
Not to belabor the point or anything, but how big is like private fishing in Rockland Harbor per se? I know a lot of people fish off the breakwater, and I know a lot of people will go down to the fish pier.
A few times on the public landing as well.
Yeah. There aren't any.
Well, as you said, a lot of people. Yeah. A lot of
there
people.
Are there any charter boats that go out of Rockland?
Not that I know of.
I know I see the tuna boats at Journey's End now and then.
There have been, but there's also private, a lot of people with small boats that go out and just go fishing for stripers. You go, there is recreational fishing.
Sturgeon.
You wouldn't, I think that's illegal to catch sturgeon. But yeah, I mean,
sturgeon,
I think that's an important indicator. They may not be commercially viable species, but you can tell whether they're good for something. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. See where I can sort of try to work that in a little bit. The next one is explore public-private partnerships to provide needed infrastructure and services to achieve the objectives of this plan. Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Ongoing?
Yep.
And consider integrating responsible tourism principles into city policy.
Ongoing.
Is that ongoing, or should we be looking at that as something we want to address, you know, in the next couple of years?
Just I think an immediate, ongoing, and I think it should be more than consider. It should be we should be integrating responsible tourism principles.
It may actually be the responsibility more than just the commission.
Sure. Who else?
City council.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Well, somebody needs to
take the
lead. Somebody needs to say, all right.
Well, city policy is set by council.
Well, so the way, let's just want to try to unpack, the way that we've talked about it is there's multiple elements of responsible tourism. So you need to first understand what, identify what they are. And then identify which of those would be applicable or applicable to the city of Rockland, which ones you want to pursue or adopt, and then go ahead and try to adopt them. And then some of those principles aren't necessarily regulatory in nature. Some of them are, you know, business related, or there's a lot of, it's a broad topic. So I think that what I would recommend to you, however you want to take this recommendation, is it's an important topic that we've talked about, and some group needs to just dive in, say this is how we're going to proceed. I wouldn't just say all, because then nobody's going to do it.
But my point is that city policy can only be set by city council.
Yep.
So could we change consider and just put advocate?
Or identify?
Integrate.
What?
Integrate. Why consider it anything? We should be doing it.
Well, the problem here is it is a big topic, how you do responsible tourism, and all we're doing is talking about the marine part of it. If it's a bigger thing, we need to get it out into, you know, it has to, may start from the maritime tourism area and then go bigger for the whole city, but I don't know that we're setting the whole city's policy based on responsible tourism. We have to sort of find a way to blend it into what we're recommending from the Harbor Management Commission.
But are we talking about the harbor? The principles for the harbor should include those principles which affect the town.
Or responsible marine tourism, marine-related tourism.
Generally, responsible tourism, people think of responsible tourism as being environmental, social, and economic.
As long as we put the part in there about it being,
tripod of responsible tourism.
The marine tourism part of it, you know, as opposed to recommending it for the whole town.
That keeps it within what we've been asked to look at.
Yeah.
I think there are many pieces of this document that are taking big steps towards that.
Yeah.
So
me too, but I don't.
No harm in saying it again.
Right.
Yeah.
As you may have guessed, I don't mind saying too much rather than too little.
That's okay.
That's okay.
In the meantime, Noel is crafting something right now.
No, I'm trying to figure out how to do it.
We just need to provide him enough cover to keep writing.
That's right. Keep talking. I appreciate. I think the language that I've written does sort of go beyond maybe what. So I would say, sort of following through the way I would think about it is, first of all, you identify the responsible part. Like, who's going to? Somebody has to do the research to recommend something to City Council, and that's what I'm getting at. So maybe when I've written consider integrating, that really probably is a City Council function, which we're trying to back away from because a lot of this is City Council function. So I would like to identify or rephrase the language to say,
right.
Well, somebody has to start. You know what I mean? That's what I'm
right. Getting at. It's study. You know,
and study and recommend,
right,
or
something along the line of tourism, responsible tourism principles, and their effect on the marine economy, or how you integrate them into the marine economy,
vice versa. How the marine economy affects responsible tourism on the city.
Sure.
It's a two-way street.